When you're stressed, nervous, defensive, or less than confident, there's this tendency most of us have to over-explain. The image that conjures up in my mind is someone who has been convicted of a crime on the stand in court, and the prosecutor saying very little, allowing the convicted person's nervousness to bring forth the evidence he or she is hoping to hear. Before you over-explain yourself to a client, customer, or boss, stick to the facts. The nervousness, stress, defensiveness, or low confidence you are feeling may be causing you to read too much into the questions you are being asked in the first place. Take a breath and simply answer the questions without filling in the blanks to other questions that are not even being asked of you to avoid further scrutiny. The pitch challenge today: don't overcomplicate a response by over-explaining it. If you are replying to an email, you have the luxury of being your own editor, so before you hit the send button, cut out all the unnecessary explanations. This does not mean you need to be curt with your communication, but just make sure it doesn't read like a confessional to a murder. If you are giving a verbal reply, give your response a little buffer time by asking a clarifying question, even if you don't need clarification. This will give you time to hear the question again in a different way while allowing you to breathe and collect your thoughts in order to give a succinct but informative reply. Over-explaining also signals to others that something is off. It's like a dog that gets a whiff of something that smells funny. It's hard to pull them off of it. If your client, customer, or boss senses you are over-explaining, they too will go in for an investigation, asking even more questions and not letting up until they are satisfied. If the root of your over-explaining is not guilt from something you did wrong, but rather stress or nervousness, stay confident and in control of what you know and stick to those facts.